Good morning, everyone. My name is Mary, and I am originally from Templeton, California, and I am finishing degrees in both sociology and media studies. I'm in my final days of my undergraduate career here at Cal, and honestly, I cannot believe that I've reached this point. It's been 4 years of football games, both good and not so good, last-minute cramming for exams, eating way too much at all hours of the night, making lasting friendships, and figuring out what it means to be a Berkeley student. But most importantly, this time for me has not been about reinventing myself. For me, rather, it's been a time about learning who I am, who I really am. And when I say who I really am, I mean who I am in God's eyes. I came to know Christ early in life, so college for me has been less a time about learning what it means to be a Christian and more about learning what it means to be faithful. This learning process produced a not-so-surprising but important lesson for me. God will show up every time. There have been various moments throughout my life where I didn't know if God was going to show. My father struggled with alcoholism throughout his life, and at the age of 38, he died of alcohol poisoning. I was 7, and this turned my world upside down. But I also grew up that day, and I learned from an early age that life is fleeting, every moment is precious, and you never know what's going to happen next. My mother was a source of strength for me during this time, and has been since then. I often describe her to many as my best friend, sister, and mother, all rolled into one. And since the day my father has died, my mom has always been able to calmly tell me that God is the head of our household and that he provides for widows and orphans. I grew up hearing and believing this reference to James 1:27. I trusted that God would look after us in our time of distress, and I still do. To me, God is not a band-aid, not a fix-it-all solution, but a means of moving forward. He stayed with me as I yelled up at him for taking the one father I had in this world, and he was there at my high school graduation, the ceremony that my earthly father had promised to attend, and was there for everything in between. And although college has been the most challenging time of my life for various reasons, it has been no different. God has been very present. I wanted to leave a small town that I grew up in Central California, where there are more cows and grapevines than people. And instead, when I stepped on the Cal campus, I found that this is the place that I wanted to be. However, my first year at Cal, I honestly didn't know if I was going to make it through. I chose to attend this university because I wanted to be challenged both academically and spiritually. Little did I realize that the challenge I thought college would be proved to be much more complex and varied. I struggled with academics, calculus in particular, and at one point, I almost failed this class. It really shook me up and rattled my confidence, not just in my ability to perform mathematics, but also to be a college student and be an independent person. I miss my home, my mother, my friends, all of it, and all of this combined felt extremely overwhelming. But I will never forget when I attended Focus, the college ministry here, Wednesday night for the first time, and Josh McPaul, who used to be the college pastor, preached about Mark chapter 4, where Jesus calms the storm and says to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" That was me, a girl in the storm of a lifetime, and we're talking the perfect storm proportions here. Not even George Clooney could have saved me. But I really didn't realize that Jesus was there, present, and more than capable of taking care of me. And this is where I learned that I could no longer define myself by my accomplishments, but rather instead I needed to define myself by what I believed. I learned that if I could weather the storm of feelings of inadequacy, lonely nights, and tiresome work, that if I kept in dialogue with God, everything would be okay. I was afraid of failing, and I didn't trust him, but I prayed. And after a few tears and a lot of chocolate, I made it through my first semester. In the midst of a storm, it's hard to pay attention to what's going on around you. But God gave me community from the very start. It came in various forms, but in every instance, community has been inextricably tied to the challenge to and growth of my faith. He sent me a church community, which I found in both Focus and First Pres at Large, as well as a girl who lived down the hallway in my dorm, a girl who would become my best friend and could even wow me with her knowledge of calculus. God showed up, and by doing so, he deepened and strengthened my faith. Community also took the form of CALSO, the Cal Student Orientation Program here at Cal. And this is made up of 40 students from all different backgrounds, races, areas of study, who are responsible for 21 orientation programs for incoming Cal students during June and July of every year. Being a part of this program challenged and strengthened my faith in various ways as well. This is where I learned that to whom much has been given, much is required. And this verse from Luke chapter 12, verse 48, really stuck with me. I met and became close to gay and lesbian students, students of Jewish faith, no faith, students who had been through tragedies like my own and much worse, things like sexual abuse, cancer, and abandonment. And all of this opened my eyes to the importance of giving to and receiving from communities that make up both believers and non-believers. God has given me so much, a family that loves me, the socioeconomic means to attend college, and the knowledge of Him. And thus, much has been required of me. I've spent the last 2 years as one of the first faces that incoming freshmen and transfer students meet as they start their journey at Cal. I've enjoyed getting to know them, reducing their anxieties, acting as a friendly face, and praying for them as they start their first days at Cal. I learned that this too is ministry. God isn't just in church buildings, on retreats, in the sanctuary, or with Christians. He's on campus tours, in classrooms, and even at student orientation. And in the process of polishing my public speaking skills, leading effective and not so effective icebreakers, and working side by side with 40 other people from all walks of life, I found that God requires me to step beyond what is comfortable and what is familiar, and listen to and love those that are vastly different from myself. God has been there during the late night conversations with coworkers and friends who've been dealing with heartbreak, identity crises, and loss, and this has helped me grow too. This growth has not been easy, but the difficulty has been what's made it worthwhile. I've not been alone in my process of growth through college. God provided me with communities that helped me grow deeper and come to know Him more. About a year ago, a friend who I greatly admire said to me, "Mary, you're going places." No one had ever said that to me, had ever sounded so certain about my future. And this really had an impact on me. I believe God spoke through my friend that day. And the idea of going places is wonderful, but I can't take the credit for my unknown adventure that lies ahead. When asked to describe the current state of my faith, I immediately pictured this, me and Jesus in a VW bus. Honestly, I don't know where we're going or how I came up with that, but I feel safe and I feel at home. I recently received a job offer at an investment company and chose to take it. I've been praying for security, for the ability to support myself financially. God really does listen. I want to take the gift that I've been given, the privilege of attending and succeeding at a top university, and make the most of it. I trust that as God and I set out on our great adventure together, I will eventually find new communities to both impact and benefit and grow from. I don't necessarily like not knowing where I'm headed, but I certainly like that God has the roadmap. When faced with responsibility, independence, and adulthood, I do not feel afraid because I know that I am not alone. God didn't simply show up. He's in it for the ride. And for this, I am truly grateful.